I speak to you in God's holy name. God, the Creator, God, the Redeemer, and God, the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Oene Elpiza. Greek for Jesus is hope. Jesus is hope. This is the season of hope. For we know that in darkness, when things are clouding over, we find hope in Jesus. It should be something that maybe we use as a mantra in our meditations. Jesus is hope. We also could use Jesus is love. Jesus is peace. Jesus is joy. The four themes of Advent. We are spiritually preparing our hearts and minds for the birth of Jesus, the incarnation. And the incarnation is a very important season, not just because it brings light and celebration in the dark season of the year, but for another reason. It allows us to understand that Jesus is with us, understands us, lived our lives as like we live our lives. Certain things, he never saw a car, but very much what it's like to be human. And we can have a trust in Jesus. And also we know that there's a residing of the divine in us. That as we celebrate the birth of Jesus on earth, God alive, God made manifest, God in a human form, who taught us how God wants us to be. We know all this from the birth of Jesus and the life of Jesus. So this Advent season of preparing for that is a very critical time. And this season of Advent, getting ready, preparing for the coming, is a time of reflection into ourselves. It's a time of looking into ourselves as we ourselves renew ourselves with the idea that we are carrying divinity within us. That's an awesome thought when you think about it. How often have you ever woken up in the morning and thought, wow, as I live my life, I'm living my life as God within me. And my actions and thoughts and decisions are God within me, that through me, others may see the divinity of God in me. I have to be a messenger of hope, thinking about today. And I am preparing myself to renew that sense that I am a messenger of hope. But it's not just me, an ordained minister, saying that. It is a responsibility and challenge for each and every one of us here that Jesus is alive in me, in you, and that we are to be signs of hope in this world, in the darkness. And we take advantage of the sun's being south of us right now to emphasize that idea. That we are lights in darkness. And our light we bring today, like this candle, is hope. So what does hope mean? What does hope mean? Hope used to be seen only as something to want for that may not seem obtainable. Those of you who've ever felt sort of desperate and took your last $3 and went and bought a lotto ticket and kissed it and said, I hope I'm going to win this. That's that kind of desperate hope. But hope really has a better meaning than that. Hope is a sense of trust. The real meaning of hope is a sense of trust. And it's opposite of being disappointed. We never think of the opposite of hope as being disappointment, but it is. Hope is a trust, and a trust in Jesus, a trust in the love of God, a trust in who we are ourselves, that we have all been gifted. Each and every one of us here today has a gift. We have many gifts. Gifts of charity, gifts of companionship, gifts of gentleness, gifts of peacemaking, gifts of communication, gifts of engineering, gifts of right and wrong and adjudication, all kinds of gifts. The list is long and long and long. And we've all been gifted. And in our life journeys, we have learned what our gifts are, or we're still working discovering other ones. Some have the gift of baking. You're going to be putting that gift to the test in the next few weeks. But it's all giftedness, and we trust in ourselves. But that trust is part of our hope. But our hope is also in Jesus. This is a critically important time. But we have to put our trust in the Spirit of Jesus alive in us. And that we are preparing, as we come to Christmas itself, the birth and the rebirth of that hope, of that light within us now. So the challenge is to start reflecting. Have I been reflecting that hope in my speech, and in my actions, and in my giving, and the using of the gifts that I know I have? Have I been a trustworthy person as I prepare myself to celebrate the birth of Jesus, the incarnation, the rebirth of Jesus within myself, within my heart, within my actions? And what have been the stumbling blocks that have taken me away from that being a beacon of hope in darkness? That is another challenging question. And the stumbling blocks can be a sense that I'm not good enough. Or who would care about my gift? And who would have hope in me? Or I'm just in a hopeless situation. A lot of people suffer from seasonal affective disorder syndrome, SADS. And the lack of natural light really, really injures their psyche. There's lots of fixes for that. Some are more effective than others. But there's a sense that don't put yourself down just because you are suffering from season affective disorder. Have hope, not only that the light will return as it does on an annual basis, but have hope in the sense that there is a light in me that does not get extinguished. The sun may go south, but the light in me, the light in you, does not get diminished. There are special instruments. I like electronics, and I fool around with it in my old days when I was really an active amateur radio operator. But one of these instruments will actually look at a person, and you are projecting like an LED. There's light that comes off each and every person. And it's not just static electricity that you've picked up, but there's a light in you. And that light is constant. That light does not go out. That light does not go away as long as you are alive on this planet. And that light, I believe, is partially the light of Jesus within you. And we are called to let that light shine, even in the dark season. And to say to yourself, I am gifted by Jesus. I am hopeful, and I will use my gifts, even in the darkness, because I have a trust that God, the great universal spirit, Gus, who I talked about last week, is there with me and does not leave me. But I am ready, and I need to mirror this through my daily actions and my thoughts, for I carry the light, the incarnate light of Jesus with me now. And so this is the time to think about that, those giftednesses that you own, that you can trust in. And that's your hope. Because our hope is in God, who has already blessed us and gifted us and given us life. But to not let the darkness override our hopefulness. And if we find that happening a little bit, go and look in the mirror. And say to yourself as you look in the mirror, I am reflecting the light of Jesus in my daily life. And am I doing that to the degree I want to be doing that? And what can I do more? This is sort of a reflective thing at this reflective season of preparation for Christmas. What can I do more to reflect the hopefulness of Jesus' presence in my life to others and to myself in this dark season? And as we receive the sacrament today, we receive the brokenness in the body of Christ. But the brokenness is complete and whole now through the resurrection. But we also can understand our own brokenness. But through Jesus, we are made whole. May God bless us all as we journey as beacons of hope in the darkness in this season. Amen.